Welcome back to Making Marriage Great on the Bushnell Project. John Bushnell here, trying to give you 5 minutes to just encourage you today. We are into November and Proverbs chapter 1. I hope that you've already read Proverbs chapter 1, that you've journaled in it, that you're chewing on some scripture, or maybe I'm reminding you to do it right now, and so you're getting ready to turn this podcast off and read Proverbs 1 and then come back to the podcast. All right, well, welcome back to the podcast. And I do want to share a highlight for me on this Proverb 1, and thinking through some of the things that we definitely see in this one. And so wisdom, verse 20, wisdom cries aloud in the street, in the markets she raises her voice. At the head of the noisy streets she cries out, at the entrance of the city gates she speaks. So think about, this is a crowded area. This is loud. There's a lot of noise. Whoa. Our culture has a lot of noise. There's a lot buying for your time right now. The phone is distracting you right now. The TV or YouTube or Facebook, Hulu, Netflix, whatever. All these things are buying for your attention, right? Traffic, the noise of work, the noise of the entertainment industry, the noise of the news media, everybody who wants to get your attention so that they can show their marketers how much people are paying attention to them so they can collect more money, right? It's advertising dollars they want, and they need more people showing that they're listening to or buying into or whatever so that they can make their profit. God is looking also for your attention. And he's using a woman here. She, wisdom is a girl, ladies, a woman to be sought after. The other woman in this is the woman that will lead you astray, that brings you to destruction. So what woman are you going after? We're not talking about you're comparing this to your wife. We're saying that in your thoughts, in your mind and heart, that God is trying to win your heart. And that this thing called wisdom is like this woman that has great wisdom for you that's going to make you a better man, make you a better husband, make you a better father. So as you read this, think about what are the verses in here maybe that you need to hear that are sort of rough, that, hey, you're acting like a fool. You need to straighten out that spinal cord. Get it back. Get a spinal cord, right? Get some structure in your life. Get some discipline in your life. And go after the things that are eternal, like pursuing your wife more and more each day, not less and less each day. How much dating are you doing? And things like that. And sometimes, I mean, my wife and I, we're in a law in a sense. We've been busy. Now we have grandkids. We have children in 5 states. And so trying to keep up with all of them, it's full time plus work and everything. It's hard for us to get together. And when we don't, we both feel it. So we get it. It's busy. And that woman out there on the street that's trying to give us wisdom is competing with a lot of other things. And we're not talking about a woman that is going to entice you with anything wrong. It's God's wisdom. God's wisdom. So keep reading through Proverbs. You should write something down today from your Proverbs chapter 1. Be reading over it again. There should be a few verses that hit you pretty hard. You should go back and read that again at lunchtime, again at dinner. Maybe highlight, put a note in your Bible if you're cool with that, or if you've got one of those electronic ones, you can highlight it. You can add notes to that as well, or in your note parts of your phone or your laptop or whatever device you're using. I still use a Bible with pages and things like that. I don't write in it very often because I have many different Bibles and then I'm not sure where I wrote it. So just trying to read through God's Word all the time and making my notes down in my journal where I can find them. Although I do have 4 different journals. So that makes it hard, but I have about 9 different Bibles. So 4 journals are easy to reference than 9 different Bibles. And so just to encourage you here with a verse that's coming up in a couple of Proverbs and to not lean on your own understanding, right? So in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding in all your ways. And this is verse 6, in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. And so I want to encourage you guys today, man, don't stop reading Proverbs. Don't give up on your marriage. Don't quit. Keep pressing forward. God is faithful. God bless you. Talk to you soon.